Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Monday evening, November 3rd, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Expansive acquires Evident to boost global renewable energy transparency and market integration. Expansive Limited has acquired Evident Group Limited, uniting their renewable energy registries to create a global clean energy registry leader with over 300 gigawatts of capacity. This acquisition advances Expansive's strategy to expand its position in global renewable energy markets. The agreement combines Evident's international renewable energy registries with Expansive's North American Renewables Registry and tradable instrument for Global Renewables Registry. This creates a global REC network with more than 4,000 participating companies. Evident will continue to operate as an independent market facilitator under the oversight of the iTrack Foundation to ensure transparency and market integrity. The acquisition comes as global demand for renewable energy and RECs is growing sharply, with the IEA projecting global renewable electricity capacity to double by 2030. For more information, visit Expansive's website.
Q&A with Stephen Price, CEO of Paymore Stores. Stephen R. Price Sr., CEO of Paymore Stores, discusses the rapid growth of the tech-forward electronics resale franchise. Price attributes the success to teamwork, listening to franchisees, and staying ahead of the curve. Paymore's model addresses data security and fair value, meeting the demand for used tech as consumers experience tech fatigue. The cultural moment of retro and refurbished tech taps into nostalgia and simplicity. Experienced multi-unit operators are drawn to Paymore for its simplicity, untapped market, and revenue potential. The hybrid e-commerce and brick-and-mortar model gives Paymore a competitive edge, combining local trust with global reach. Paymore's commitment to sustainability includes recycling over 1.1 million pounds of e-waste annually. With over 600 stores in development, the brand is focused on efficient expansion while maintaining quality. Paymore is also looking to expand globally, connecting with partners who share their vision for sustainable tech resale.
Exelon wants to build a power plant in Maryland, reversing decades of deregulation policy. Exelon Corp plans to push for legislative approval to build and operate a power plant in Maryland next year, reversing a 26-year-old utility deregulation policy. Critics express concerns about potential cost recovery from ratepayers, while Exelon emphasizes the need for regulatory approval to recoup costs. Valencia McClure, a senior vice president at Exelon, highlights the benefits of increasing electricity supply to control costs and ensure regulatory oversight on generation expenses. UGI, scheduled to begin system upgrades next week in Sunbury. UGI Utilities will begin system upgrades in Sunbury on November 10th as part of their commitment to safe and reliable service. The gas main replacement project is expected to be finished by the end of December, impacting travel on Susquehanna Avenue, Julia Street, and Packer Street. Construction will take place Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. with lane and parking restrictions. Some interruptions to natural gas service are expected, requiring property access for inspection and equipment relighting. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date, with final paving and restoration to follow. UGI encourages interested parties to contact them for natural gas conversion at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.